Brink Greyspoke stood up from fruit gathering. Rubbing his back, he nodded at the departing group.
First outing on their own, eh? You sure you're doing the right thing, Skip?
Banjon nodded.
They'll be right as rain with my terrier in charge. You can't keep young'uns penned atwixt abbey walls forever. Do they know where you keep your axes in the cellars?
Brink stroked his chin spikes.
Aye, they know all right, Skip. I just hope they bring my new one back in one piece. I fitted a beech haft on it only 2 days back. 'Tis a good axe, that un.
He was about to expand on the subject of axes when he spotted the Dibbons marching off in a determined manner.
Whoa there, little mates. Where you bound?
Grumby the hog babe pointed toward the main gate.
Oh, Icy's going to help Mrs. Tyriot to chop a wood. Don't not worry, Skip. We keep an eye on him for yous.
Brink gathered the little ones up and placed them in the big wheelbarrow amid the windfall fruits.
You're far too young to be roving about woodlands. I'll take you up to the kitchens and tell Friar Bibble to feed you all well for your hard work. Will you lend a paw here, Skip?
Banjon took one of the barrow handles.
I certainly will, matey. Friar Bibble might feed me, too. A little bird told me that he's baking sugar plum pudding today.
The Dibbons roared with delight.
Sugar plum pudding!
Brink turned his eyes skyward, murmuring to Skipper.
I hopes to goodness he is, because if he ain't, we'll have to run for our lives from those little uns.